Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, everybody. Wow, yes, wrestling. Welcome, everyone, to 8-Bit Book Club.
Hype it up, man. You're cutting the promo now.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot. I also forgot that we say, welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, the only book club that makes you dumber.
Dumb.
We are your lore lords, Brian Murphy, Emily Axford, and Caldwell Tanner. And
what does everyone else picture when we say lore lords?
Lore lords?
Because I definitely picture, like, esoteric cult in robes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I was thinking wizards.
Like,
was
almost like ones that stand outside of time and pull the puppet strings of fate.
Yeah. I picture like the Watcher from Marvel Comics. Our heads are massive.
Yeah. I'm picturing like completely bicked, but huge, huge, huge heads that like the brains are so big that you see the formation of the brain pushing through the flesh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can see the brains for sure. Mm-hmm. We're bicked as shit.
The pulsating of the brain.
We're so bicked and we're wearing Akatsuki robes from Naruto. And we're just in a cave.
Yeah, but like a cave that is in outer space.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, we're on a moon. Cave. Mm-hmm. And then of course, probably not getting a lot of these references because hasn't been on any episodes. Special guest Jake.
I'll shave my head right now. I'm down to bick.
That's cool. We wouldn't want to do that.
Jake, I couldn't help but notice how normal sized your head is, man.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's actually a huge compliment because it's a little smaller than average. I really appreciate it.
Really? I have a huge head. We've talked about this before. I can't wear a regular baseball cap.
It's weird. I think that you don't have as big a head as you think you do because I think that
my friends razzed me so hard.
No, your parents always talk about it.
Everyone razzes me.
They
Emily.
Talk about you like putting you to sit as a baby and you just falling over because your head was so
I had a huge head as a baby.
Dude, but I think that you've carried that. You've carried that.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely carried that, but I also, I agree
when I look
with them,
at you, I don't think, man, that's a big head.
Right, because I carry it well.
That's true. You've done the work. You've made your body bigger. You've lifted weights to like make your shoulders appear bigger as well.
He's gotten absolutely yoked. The delts now support the head.
Murph has been doing adult tummy time so that he can lift up his head better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
If you look at when I had long hair a couple years ago, you could really tell how big my head is.
Mm. Really? But that's not, hair shouldn't be about head size. It should be about hair texture.
No, but
I'd really like to measure your dome.
We can measure it.
I think that's pretty big. This conversation actually has a conclusion, and that's us getting
the calipers
getting one
out
of those sewing measuring tapes and measuring each other's heads.
What is it? Is it circumference? Is it like height? What
is
the
both,
big part?
Okay, I think it's
big
both.
Across the board.
Yeah, it's just a big forehead, specifically
it's wide and long.
Yeah, it's wide and long. Yeah, if I have to wear a trucker
hat. It is kind of narrow.
Yeah.
So maybe you're saying it's the more the depth.
It might be the depth. Yeah. So you might be looking at me head on and being like, well, that's not so bad.
Right.
But you got to understand it's also a thick head.
You have to see him in profile.
You got
to
see both. You
maybe I'm looking
full
head on too much and I haven't been looking from the side.
There you go. Now, somebody that's rocking absolutely awesome long hair is Triple H on the cover of this Night of Champions. Pick your path number two.
Night of Champions. Is that Christmas themed? Is that what they WWE Christmas?
Night of Champions?
Why would it be a Night of Champions?
They bring out a giant advent calendar and there's a wrestler hidden inside each square.
Hey, everybody, the greatest champion of all, Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
Well, I meant like, is it there in the universe of the WWE? I'm assuming they don't have Christmas, but instead they have
They don't have Christmas?
They play just human beings on Earth, so Christmas does exist in the WWE universe.
Okay, so this isn't their fantasy, like,
no,
Candlemas
there's no
or
fantasy.
Something like that.
You guys never read A Very Stone Cold Christmas where Steve Austin laments to Vince that he just wants to see what Christmas is like and he's never going to celebrate it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess there is WWE lore because The Undertaker is magic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Kane, his brother, is also magic, can light things on fire with his hands by just like raising his fist.
Sure. And champions. Have they ever celebrated Christmas?
Definitely.
Have they ever?
Yes, of course.
Have they ever, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So definitely. There's Christmas.
Because Night of Champions sounds like a nice, solemn night where all the champions get together and exchange games.
Exactly.
Twas the night before Night of Champions.
I think it's more like all of the championship belts are on the line that night. I think I wasn't watching
like Christmas
much
ornaments on a tree.
Yeah, right. That's yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Oh, fuck. Can you imagine a giant tree in the middle of the ring and they got to climb it to get the belts off?
That's actually fucking cool.
Yeah.
That actually is awesome. Ladder match. But you're trying to get like the star
it's
off the top of the
tree.
It's a big
spruce pine. Wow.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we simply have to start reading this book.
Sure.
Well, I'm going in with my preconceived notion because I have not received enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Emily, how much of this is based on the fact that the book is green and there's like little snowflakes on the front of it?
I'm going to tell you what, I can't even see the cover.
Wow. Okay.
So I just heard Night of Champions and I was like, classic. They came up with their own holiday season event.
So let's all get in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, the champion spirit.
Since Triple H is in the Christmas spirit, let's get in the Christmas spirit. All right. Ready, set.
Triple H is ho, ho, ho. Go on.
Cody Rhodes has the advantage in this match. He's got the wrench by the neck and is climbing up to the second rope. Looks like he's going for a bulldog. Ooh. Needlessly adding fake wrestlers and really low effort. The wrench.
The wrench is not does not exist in the universe of the
you know
WWE.
I'm sure if I went to cagematch.com or one of these like websites that logs old professional wrestlers, there's got to be someone named The Wrench. This The Wrench, though, is not real.
Are you sure? Okay. It's not. The Wrench isn't like a fallen champion of yore.
Perhaps.
Right. What if his name was Alan and it was Alan Wrench?
Ooh, Alan Wrench would be a good character.
That is good.
Yeah.
You're just glossing over it?
Yeah. Anyway, the crowd roars as you struggle to get out of Cody's grasp. The Dashing One, another fake wrestler. Oh, wait, no. The Dashing One is Cody Rhodes at this time.
Okay.
God. Okay.
I see.
We're going. Cody Rhodes is like back and he's got this big push and everything. So
the
talking about him
one
as the Dashing One is strange.
That's kind of cool. Well,
dashing like Dasher? One of the
Dashing
oh
One.
Oh my
the
God.
Snow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really
one horse open ring.
We're four sentences in. Okay.
Over the ropes we go.
The Dashing One knocked you into the ring post a few seconds ago and got the upper hand while you were dazed, but you're thinking clearly now. Cody leaps off the rope and tries to slam you face down into the ring, but you turn the tables on him and flip him over your shoulders. Bam.
Yes.
Cody hits the mat hard, and now you're in control of the match. You straddle Cody, grabbing his left leg by the ankle. Then you spin around, twisting his legs like a pretzel. Woo-hoo. Maybe going for a little sharpshooter action.
Look at that.
Cody strains to get out of the leg lock, but they don't call you the wrench for nothing. So we're the wrench.
We're the wrench. Okay, so we are Alan Wrench. Sorry.
Yeah, we the monkey wrench?
We're, okay. I think we're, what about Johnny Fresh?
Alan,
Johnny
about,
Frenchly Wrench.
What about?
Oh, Johnny French.
Johnny Wrench. I meant to say Freshly Wrenched, but Frenchly Wrenched.
So our gimmick Johnny is that French. We have like a tool belt but also we're French.
But also we're
really
French.
Good. Yeah. The tool belt has like croissants in it. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh shit. Okay. When he can't stand the pain any longer, he taps out, and you hear the bell ring throughout the arena. And the winner of this match by submission is the French Lee Wrench.
Wow.
A few people.
Oui.
A few people.
Bienvenue.
A few people in the 14,000 strong crowd start to clap, but most of them boo. It's not because you're a bad guy. Lately, your fans have been turning against you.
What?
A chant starts to rise in the stands. Where's the title? Where's the title?
Oh, shit.
You're mad at us for not having the title?
I don't know.
They want a Christmas present.
I think it's actually supposed to be, where is the title? Where is the title?
Glad titles to you.
Where is the title?
Okay. This is forced. You pump your fists in victory over your head, but the crowd doesn't care. You may have won this match, but you've never won a WWE championship. It's never bothered you much before. You've been wrestling since you can remember and were a state champion in high school.
This actually makes sense because we are 37, so we're kind of looking back on our life right now.
Right, yeah.
True, yeah.
We're a real journeyman wrestler.
Our life is coming
we're
to
the
an
twilight
end.
Of our career.
Yeah, we're starting to wonder, where is that title where that I that thought title? Was going to come? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been twisting this wrench forever, but nothing's ever gotten tighter for me.
You joined WWE 5 years ago as a 34-year-old, and Mr. McMahon...
The math is wrong there.
Oh, wait. Did I say we're 39?
We're lying about our age.
Mm-hmm. How old are
we're
we?
We're 37.
We're 39?
We're 37.
Okay, so 32 we joined. Mr. McMahon has been impressed with your dedication, your technical skills, and your punishing holds, but you've never managed to win a championship match. A few months ago, Michael Cole started bringing it up every time you enter the ring. He'd say stuff like, here comes... Johnny Frenchly Wrench, sometimes a loser, sometimes a winner, never a champion.
Sounds like we're a team player, and I don't know what's so wrong about that.
Wow. Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
What do you guys think that we were doing before? Because obviously
we
joined at 32.
As Johnny Freshly Hatched.
What was our life before? What was the quarter life crisis that got us into
we were
this
a
new
manager
career?
At a Sbarro's.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
okay.
Then we got into a fight.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, you should wrestle.
Yeah. Oh, so we right. got into a really public fight mm-hmm. that got videotaped by everyone. We lost our job because of it, but then got recruited.
Yes. Yeah, we put our franchise owner in a hospital.
Yeah.
So we got in a fight, lost our job. We went to France to kind of reset.
To find ourselves. Yeah.
And classic. Then in France, everyone was like, oh, you're American. What are you, a wrestler? And then we were like, you know what? Maybe. You know,
French people always assume Americans are wrestlers.
There are two kinds of Americans. Dirty Americans and pro wrestlers.
I'm a wrestler. Yeah, we were at the Sbarro at the mall, and somebody tried to refill their Wendy's cup at our Sbarro.
Oh, my God. Shit.
And we got so confrontational. I don't know why we took it so personally. We weren't a manager or anything.
What move did we use on him?
The sharpshooter.
Oh, of course.
Like we just
sent
the leg lock. Yeah, yeah. We wrenched them.
So this is interesting. So we are going into this with sort of the memory of the scent of the Sbarro. Eiffel Tower yeah. and oh. Sbarro.
Yeah. Sbarro. We're coming back with a beret and a pizza.
It's
twin
all
pillars
up.
Of cuisine.
Okay, but then it got worse. He started calling you the bridesmaid after that old saying, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. The fans loved it.
Actually, that'd be a really, really fun pro wrestling character. The bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
And then, oh, you throw your bouquet. No, I guess you catch the bouquet.
It's so good that I'm actually thinking it must mm-hmm. already
be out
there.
It has a brick in it.
Oh,
and
that's
then you
really
hit people
good.
With the bouquet. So far, you've been keeping your cool and ignoring him. You didn't get this far in your career by letting what other people say get to you. Then something comes flying into the ring. Puzzled, you glance down. It looks like a piece of yellow fabric. Then it hits you. It's a dress! A bridesmaid dress!
No!
Okay, we get onto the ropes. We look like we're gonna throw the bouquet, but actually we jump backwards with an elbow drop.
That's really good.
Onto the dress.
Yeah, into the dress.
And then we put on the dress.
Okay. Into the dress.
Yeah, we just,
and then we're Johnny Freshly dressed.
Oh, sweet. Johnny yeah. Okay. So dressed. We prop up the dress. We're so fast. We throw up the dress before it can fall. We do a moonsault hop and put the fucking dress on. And we're Johnny Freshly dressed now.
Or, well, if it's French fabric, we could be Johnny Frenchly dressed.
Frenchly dressed.
We light a cigarette off of our ass and smoke the whole thing.
Here's the whole dress?
We eat whatever's left.
Here's something to wear in your next match, bridesmaid. Cole taunts you. Michael Cole is just like a ring announcer. He's like a commentator.
Honestly,
but I guess he was a bad guy at this time.
We've embraced their taunts and turned it into an incredible
turning game. It around, yeah.
This has been an incredible journey.
Such a gimmick.
That's all you can take. You jump out of the ring and storm over the announcer's table. Wham! You lift up the table and flip it over. Michael Cole stumbles backward and the grin has left his face. You're about to lift him up by the neck, but you stop yourself.
Holy shit.
Pounding a coward like Michael Cole won't prove anything. You know what you need to do. You pick a mic off the floor. Listen to me, everybody, and listen good, you shout. Ever since I
We're giving a bridesmaid toast.
We're giving a bridesmaid toast. I pull out a piece of paper.
Christina is so crazy, and I'm so proud to know her.
I just love that Michael is able to see past her many flaws.
Ever since I signed with WWE 5 years ago as somebody in their early 30s, I have proven myself worthy of being a superstar. I give it all my all every time I enter the ring. Some members of the crowd cheer for you. They just love that you give it your all. But some people think that I need to win a championship to prove myself, you go on. And it's about time those people shut up.
Oh my
God. Yeah, we're going to make this wedding about us.
I like our energy. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone at the wedding looks nervous.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little something about Samantha before she met Michael. I promise you right here, right now, that I will walk away with the title at the upcoming WWE Night of Champions. The crowd goes wild and you're feeling pumped. You throw down the microphone and exit the arena with your arms raised in victory. Backstage, superstars and crew are all talking about your announcement. You walk past Edge, who gives you a nod. It's about time, kid, he says. Others aren't so nice. Alberto Del Rio bursts out laughing when he sees you. I'll make you a bet, Wrench, he says. After you lose at WWE Night of Champions, you have to wear that yellow dress. And we said, jokes on you, we're already wearing it.
That's right.
I have a question. Do you guys think that before Samantha and Michael were ever
together,
a thing,
right,
do you think that there's anything in our history with us and Michael?
I think it's all going to come out at the Night of Champions.
Yeah, it's all going to come out at the Night of Champions. Samantha is a WWE champion right now. Okay, I'm not going to lose, you say confidently, but inside you're hit with a blast of doubt. Now everybody's going to be watching you. If you don't win a championship at the big pay-per-view event.
I just ejaculated doubt.
I got knocked out by doubt.
Yeah.
If you don't win a championship at the big pay-per-view event, you'll never hear the end of it. You try to sleep that night, but every time you close your eyes, you hear the crowd chanting.
It's because we're wearing our dress and it's really uncomfortable.
Where's the title? Early the next morning, you get a message on your phone asking you to fly to WWE headquarters.
Is it from Michael?
It's from Mr. McMahon.
Okay.
Oh, shit, it's a destination wedding.
Michael got blasted with doubt, too.
I know.
It's so
about Samantha.
It's so interesting how Vince McMahon is featured so heavily in these books. And also it's weird because it's like in this world, wrestling is not predetermined, but also there's still a ton of logistics.
Have we made a single choice in this book yet?
Yeah,
oh my God.
We decided to embrace being a bridesmaid. Okay. We've chosen several names.
You're right. I forgot that I absolutely forgot this was a choose your own adventure. Okay.
Really, any book can be a choose your own adventure if you just let the words be a suggestion.
Yeah, that's right. Considering how many choices we have made. Okay.
I'm always pasting new words into books I read.
All right, listen up. Okay, here's the deal.
Mr. McMahon tells you from his seat behind his large desk.
Okay.
I like you, kid. It's about time you stood up for yourself. So I have an opportunity for you.
You lean forward, curious.
R-Truth wants you to become his tag team partner.
Mr. McMahon continues.
You could compete for the World Tag Team Championship. I'll approve your move from SmackDown to Raw.
You think about it. R-Truth has already been United States Championship winner. Why would he want to team with a superstar like you who's got something to prove? What if I stay on SmackDown, you ask?
Then you could compete for a shot at one of the bigger championships, Mr. McMahon replies.
Fuck.
But to be honest, kid, you might not want to aim so big on your first shot. I think you and R-Truth have a good chance of winning the tag team title.
Okay, so we've got two weddings this weekend, and we have to choose which one
which
to
one
go
we're
to.
Gonna go
so
to.
We're choosing between SmackDown and Raw.
I feel like the last books punished us for not playing conservatively
it
with our career.
It punished us for everything.
Yeah.
But it does feel like this, we need to listen to Vince McMahon, right? Because this is the man who's signing off these books.
I think there's a chance he's writing them himself. There is no way Vince McMahon knows anything about this book.
Okay. But I don't think that they would want to dishonor Mr. McMahon in these books, in these paperbacks.
Okay, so here's two things that I will say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Raw is the flagship show. Raw is live, whereas SmackDown is taped. So Ooh. Us staying on SmackDown is us staying on the B show a little bit. So I am kind of like, R-Truth is reaching out. R-Truth is cool. Do we want to tag team with R-Truth on the bigger show?
Tag team is connections and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think...
I need a reset. I think we go back to France.
Paris,
I think we... Yeah.
I think we
spend
Paris.
A weekend in Paris.
That's right. Yeah.
Just to get our thoughts straight.
Just to breathe in the Seine, you know?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to go to Paris.
Mm-hmm. We go to France.
We
get
don't
yelled at
change our
for
yellow
being a
bridesmaid
wrestler.
Dress.
No.
We haven't changed it.
And you we got it. Why would we?
Of course. We don't pack a bag. We don't even have a toiletry bag. We just go to Paris.
We go through a car wash to clean the dress.
Yeah.
We just run through it.
I guess I am with you guys. I don't know why I think I was confused. I thought staying on SmackDown was the R-Truth thing, but R-Truth is on Raw. So I'm down to listen to Vince McMahon if you guys think we want to go to tag team Raw.
I want to make a splash on Raw.
Okay. Let's do it. All right. So we're going to tag team.
Listen. We've all had this signature drink at the wedding, and our emotions are getting a little raw.
Yeah, and also, like, what is a bridesmaid but part of a collective, really?
Exactly.
Bridesmaid is not, like, a singular thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a maid of honor. That's that's Jessica.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe Jessica and Samantha only met in college, but, you know, they really had a connection, apparently, even though we've known her forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, we went to camp. That's deeper. That's a deeper bond. Yeah.
That's deeper because you're away from your parents for the first time. Mm-hmm. You are honestly raw.
Yeah.
So I would say we have such a raw connection with Samantha that maybe she was intimidated and chose Jessica out of fear.
It's just that, like, Samantha and I, we got hand jobs in the CIT cabin.
Yeah.
We also met Michael at camp.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll team with R-Truth, you tell Mr. McMahon. He smiles pleased. R-Truth has a good record as a tag team partner. Teaming with him might be your best chance for a title.
Excellent, Mr. McMahon says. On Saturday, we're doing a special event for soldiers and their families. I want both of you there to announce the new tag team. Okay.
Thanks, Mr. McMahon, you say. I won't let you down. It turns out the event is going to be a big outdoor barbecue in Texas with bands playing and appearances by WWE superstars.
Can I just say that's a really weird holiday event?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A big outdoor barbecue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, because it could be nice because I was thinking, it's cold out.
Right.
But it could actually be really fun to have a barbecue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're grilling that big Christmas ham, which is
kind of
fun.
Okay, go on. So, I absolutely retract my...
Right. So we're going to the Christmas
the
barbecue.
The blast
grilling.
Of doubt. Yeah.
My back is covered in doubt from the blast.
Give my doubt.
Okay, so you meet up with R-Truth. You say, hey, man, thanks for letting me team with you. You say, shaking his hand, to be honest, I'm not exactly sure why you asked me. I like your attitude, R-Truth replies.
We curtsy in our yellow bridesmaids.
You're still wearing the dress, yeah.
The other night, you sounded like someone who wants to win. I'm ready for another championship myself. I've got a good feeling about this. You nod. Me too, you say. Pretty soon, the trailer is swarming with superstars as everyone gets ready for the event. The whole thing's going to be filmed for TV. Soon it's time for you and R-Truth to make your announcement. You exit the trailer, an assistant. Okay, we...
May I ask a question? Uh-huh. R-Truth.
Yeah.
When you're saying that, I'm picturing it being like a subreddit title. How is it actually spelled?
R-Truth.
Okay.
I know his name in when he used to wrestle for Impact TNA Wrestling. He used to be Ron the Truth Killings.
Okay.
So
okay.
I believe this R-Truth is probably WWE made him have a name that they could... have the copyright to.
Gotcha.
Makes a sense. Lot of times they make characters like slightly change their name so that it's stuck with WWE.
Okay.
So it's not like R-Truth, O-U-R, like a shared secret.
It is R-Truth.
Ooh.
Like Ron.
Well,
Truth.
We could easily let them in on a secret.
That's right. Yeah.
We'll feel out the tag team.
R-Truth comes out and says, we're teaming up to take the WWE Tag Team Championship title at WWE Night of the Champions. The applause is deafening. We take the microphone from him and try to talk. The crowd is chanting R-Truth's name over and over.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay,
this
so we're getting overshadowed.
Good. No, but honestly, as a bridesmaid, we're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Are we?
Because we got overshadowed. We? No, we got overshadowed by Samantha and Jessica.
Honestly, are we okay with being overshadowed by Jessica? I mean, of course, it's Samantha's day, but are we okay with Jessica overshadowing us?
You're right.
Listen, our time will come on the dance floor.
Okay, you okay? R-Truth asks, but you don't answer. Then it's Randy Orton's turn to talk to the crowd, and the Vipers got announcement too. Mr. McManus making me put up my WWE Championship on the line at WWE Night of Champions, Orton says. He thinks that there's a superstar out there worthy of stealing my title. I say, prove it. Suddenly, you get a crazy idea. What if you ran up to the mic and challenged Randy Orton right here, right now? That would be awesome.
Oh, in front of all these families.
So do
that would be such bridesmaid behavior.
After our speech, then Jessica starts talking. We realize we forgot to say something.
So good.
We rush back over to the mic.
We get to end it. We get to headline the speeches.
Yeah.
Because Samantha gave us like a pity speech.
Do you want to read a poem at the wedding?
She let us read a poem, and we got to quote unquote MC it. If we stick with our truth, go to page 10. If we challenge Orton, go to page 63.
I mean, now that I've equated it to interrupting a maid of honor speech at a wedding, I have to do that.
Yeah, I think we need to. We're spiraling.
We're thinking about a look that we got during the camp reunion from Michael, and it just was like, it was laden with meaning.
And before him and Samantha even ever were a thing, but we were with someone at the time, so that moment passed, and then like a year later he gets together with Samantha.
That's crazy.
And we break up with our toxic ex.
We should say something to Michael at the wedding.
We should. I'm like starting to feel like we should. I think we should, maybe.
Okay. You turn to R-Truth. Sorry, you say, but this is something I've got to do. Then you take a deep breath and walk back on stage, grabbing the mic from Randy Orton mid-sentence. His steely eyes seem to burn right through
you. Massive glass of red wine spilling everywhere.
Randy Orton, you and everyone else in WWE knows that I want to win a championship title at the WWE Night of Champions. And if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it big. Let me prove myself. Give me a shot at your title. The crowd goes silent. Everyone's wondering how you're going to react. Orton says, you're either the bravest or stupidest kid I've ever met.
Be both? I respond.
And look at Michael.
Michael looks wistful, but then mouths, what are you doing?
Mouth back, trust me.
What is our... Okay, so it says... Randy Orton says, tell you what, Wrench, what is our gimmick right now?
Are we Johnny Freshly Dressed.
Frenchly Dressed.
Frenchly Dressed.
Yes.
Johnny Frenchly Dressed. Because the
like
dress,
a beautiful gown
the dress
from France.
Is French?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
French and fabric. Also a nod to our time in Paris.
A nod, right.
Our formative time in Paris.
Even though it was only a weekend after we got fired from Sbarro.
Only a weekend? Jesus.
Yeah. We walked around the Louvre and thought of Michael. Okay.
At first I thought this was like we were Samantha's best friend, so we were upset about Jessica sort of shoehorning herself in, but we're also in love with Michael.
Again, both can be true.
Right.
We never went for Michael because we're like, we can't do that. We're Samantha's best friend.
Yeah.
And then we get looked over for maid of honor. We're just a bridesmaid.
We're just friends.
And so we're not best friends.
Yeah.
Maybe I can steal your husband.
And also, like, we're not sure that we're in love with Michael. We just know that there were
questions.
Almost a train door that closed and departed the station. And we're like,
I
take a taxi to the next station and catch the train I missed?
We owe that to Samantha to see that through, because otherwise those unanswered questions could affect
and they're not married until all the paperwork gets filed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, like, now is the time, if anything.
I know we've already been through speeches, the ceremony. They've been pronounced husband and wife, but that actually doesn't actually happen till Monday when the court opens.
When they go to the court.
Totally.
Yeah,
so if anything, we have the whole weekend.
Yeah. We have the whole weekend to figure this out.
I just think it's crazy that Michael was supposed to come with us on the Paris trip, but he couldn't make it that weekend.
Yeah.
You guys think what's going to happen?
We might have said something. I don't know. Okay. Tell you what, Frenchly Dressed, I'll give you a title shot.
Michael's giving us a chance.
The crowd murmurs in disbelief. Wait, Randy Orton, Michael? Randy Orton, a living legend, has accepted your challenge. On one condition, Orton continues, you've got to prove yourself worthy. I'll only face you at WWE Night of Champions if you take down three superstars of my choice. You think carefully. Whoa. This could be the biggest victory of your life or the biggest humiliation.
Okay.
We can back out or we can take Orton's challenge.
We're going to take the challenge. We get to choose three people to take on.
No, mm-hmm. We don't. Orton chooses.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So as long as he doesn't choose anyone from the wedding party, we're fine.
Well, I was going to say, I hope he chooses Jessica.
Fuck yeah, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Shit. Could you imagine? Okay, we're turning to page. Oh, wait.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we're feeling brave.
Okay, we're feeling brave. We're going to say yes.
So many glasses of free red wine for the bar.
Okay, so Orton says, think you can handle the Big Show? You try not to show the panic building up inside you. Big Show is 7 feet tall and nearly 500 pounds.
Holy shit.
He could chew you up and spit you out in seconds, but you can't show your fear. No okay, problem,
actually,
you say.
I'm scared. He's really, really big. Can we ask, do you have anyone smaller?
Yeah.
Do you have... Yeah. Can we do...
I just got hit with a blast of doubt. Can you go a little smaller?
Hey, I just got blasted by doubt. Yeah. Can we go
smaller?
Felt
the doubt blast.
Yeah, I haven't changed my dress in like 2 weeks.
Because it's so French.
Okay, finally the big night comes. You're warming up backstage when David Otunga and Mason Ryan of the New Nexus approach you. Ooh, so they're like a stable. I believe they're like bad guys. They're heels. We like you, Frenchly dressed, says Otunga.
Thanks, it's mutual. It is mutual.
Thank you.
A muscular athlete with a clipped goatee. Say the word and we'll back you up tonight. What do you mean, back me up, you ask, confused. Ryan leans in. We'll interfere, he says in a harsh whisper.
This is like this is like two of the groomsmen being like, hey, we also think that Michael and Samantha. It's like one of the groomsmen who's like, I actually had a thing with Samantha that I never acted on.
These are the guys that when we stand up to say, I object to their union, they're going to stand up as well and say, us too. We back you on your claim.
They, right. These are Michael's two zany uncles who are kind of like, we don't like Samantha.
They acknowledge our chemistry with Michael.
Okay.
Which I think is important.
I think we want to work with
them. I think I'm down to turn heel at the easiest point.
What is this if not a heel run?
Yeah, although this is definitely a heel run.
High heels, that is.
Here's the problem. We could get disqualified. I mean,
well, no, but then there would be an uneven number of bridesmaids standing next to Samantha. So I don't think they'd do that.
Normally, I mean, I'm too curious to take up
this
offer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Normally, dirty tactics like these aren't your style, but it might be the only way you can win. All right.
Do
what you want. And thanks. When it's time for the match, you get called to the ring first. When Big Show enters, the fans start cheering wildly. They're expecting him to demolish you.
We are blowing up our life, and it's so fun. We go into the bathroom with a shot of tequila, and we take it, making eye contact with ourselves in the mirror.
And we whisper, you've got this.
Yeah.
No more doubt blasts.
As we start marching towards Michael, he mouths, what are you doing again?
Mars comes on.
He sees how drunk and emotional we are as the Bruno Mars song that we've requested comes on.
Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. We start doing the worm.
You charge towards Big Show, hitting him with a clothesline. Someone smaller might have gone down, but not Big Show. He just watches you with an amused expression on his face. Next, you try climbing the ropes. You're not usually a high flyer, but you're going to need some extra momentum to make an impact on Big Show.
Right, because when we jump up really high, our dress floats like Peach from Mario.
Yes.
So we can do like really cool moves.
Yeah. I'm surprised I can still do that because it is falling apart from how we keep wearing it and only washing it in car washes.
The French, they make their clothes different.
So as we try to jump on the Big Show, he catches us. That's when David Otunga and Mason Ryan race into the ring. Big Show tosses you behind his back and grabs each one of the New Nexus superstars by the neck. Bam! He slams the two of them together and then drops them on the mat. Terrified, they run away. Good luck, Frenchly dressed. Ryan calls behind him.
Wait, are those the people who said they were going to back us up?
Yeah. They just got beat up.
Yeah.
Shit.
You're on the mat groaning. Big Show picks you up again, power slams you, and covers you for the pin. You've lost the match and your chance to face Randy for the WWE Championship. The end.
Okay, well, let's just go back to the point before we agreed.
So that's the thing. Okay, so the groomsmen who said that they noticed our chemistry with Michael were lying. They just don't like Samantha and want the mess. But they don't want what's best for us.
Yeah.
Which is, of course...
They could be Jessica stands for all we know.
No, were they sent by Jessica?
Probably fucking Jessica's goons.
Did they bear Jessica's mark?
Fucking.
Okay, so let's go back. We're going to go ahead and turn down the offer.
Okay. We got to bide our time.
Yeah.
While the offer from the New Nexus seems nice, it's not your style. You're either going to win on your own or fail on your own.
That's right. You know what? We have to do this on our own.
Exactly.
Right?
Until we do it with Michael.
That's our tag team partner.
We get caught, but this time we turn things around by swinging your legs around his head. So we're doing like a Hurricanrana. It works. You still go down, but
What's
you're able
a
to take...
Rana.
It's like when you jump on somebody, like use your legs to scissor their head and then pull them, spin them around, drop them down. Yeah, you spin them and flip them
Absolutely
over.
Absolutely awesome.
That's really cool.
It's pretty fucking sick.
Calliope does that.
Sick. It works. You still go down, but you're able to take Big Show with you and control how you land. Big Show looks surprised. Suddenly you feel confident. The match rages on for at least 10 minutes. Big Show keeps trying to pick you up and slam you, but you manage to take control of the situation almost every time. He does pound you on the mat a few times, but you quickly roll away and get to your feet. In the end, you get lucky when one of your kicks sends Big Show's head crashing into the turnbuckle. He slumps to the mat, and you pin him for the win. You almost can't believe it.
Oh my God.
We just danced with Michael.
Yeah, we did. We did.
We like kind of cut in during the first dance.
Oh my God.
And we knew it was going well because the photographer was like hovering, getting tons of pictures.
Whoa. So is this all taking place like leading up to the wedding? Is this like the bachelor, bachelorette party?
No, this is the wedding. This is the ceremony. Jake just said we cut in during the first dance.
We just cut in during the first dance. The photographer was swarming, being like, this is a moment to remember. This is a moment to remember. That means that not only have we not sweated off our makeup yet, we are actually glowing.
Mm-hmm. We have to pee so bad, but we're not going to.
And Samantha looks furious. Okay, so we're in, walks into the ring and says, I'm not sure if it was luck or skill that helped you tonight, but you've got two more superstars to defeat. Next time you'll face Yoshitatsu on Raw. When you face Yoshi a few days later, the superstar gets you in an octopus hold. His leg is draped around your neck and all his weight is putting pressure on you. You're not sure how you're going to get out of this one. If you try an illegal move to get out of the hold, go to page 52. If you try to bring Yoshi down to the mat and get out of the hold there, go to page 88.
Okay, meta, playing dirty seems to fuck us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's all I want to do right now, but it does seem to fuck us.
There is no rhythm here, though. The last book just punished us indiscriminately, I feel like.
Well, I guess I don't know if these books are sequential. It's only the order that we're reading them in, but I feel like the author got a note. It's going to do things better this time.
We're going to do it legit.
Our ultimate goal is sabotage, so I think we should save it for the end.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I think we do something honorable.
Right.
Upsetting.
Yes, so that Michael sees.
We're not trying to cheat. We're actually trying to bring truth to light.
Okay. Yeah, we bring Michael's grandfather an old fashioned.
Oh, wow.
Trying to get in with the family. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Okay, every muscle in your body aches and you're not thinking clearly. Then your training comes back to you. There's only one way out of this. You lean your whole body forward, bringing you and Yoshi down on the mat. He loses his hold on you and you roll to the side, gasping for breath. That was close. That gets the crowd growing. They even start to chant your name. Frenchly dressed. Frenchly dressed.
Oh, yeah. We give him a twirl.
The next time Yoshi throws a kick, you grab his ankle and apply a punishing ankle lock. Then you drop to the mat, pulling Yoshi's leg like a scissor. He tries to crawl to the ropes, but you don't let him. You want this too much. When Yoshi can't take it anymore, he taps out. You've won your second challenge match. Before you can celebrate, the arena is bathed in green light, and Sheamus's theme echoes through the stands.
Oh, no. This Whoa. Is the longest wedding.
Shit.
It's your last challenge, and it won't be easy. Sheamus has been WWE champion and king of the ring. He's got a size advantage on you, too.
Okay, so Sheamus is Jessica saying, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Samantha's in the bathroom.
Okay. So
this is my brother, Sheamus.
Randy Orton sent me Jessica snarls charging at you. The bell rings, and that's when the madness begins. Jessica charges at you like an angry rhino, shoving you against the ropes and delivering hard punches to your chest and shoulders.
This is beautiful because we're wearing the same dress right now.
Yeah. We're just getting into a fight on the dance floor after having cut in on the first dance. Jessica was drinking a lot, too.
Well, she had to plan the bachelorette party, so she's finally unwinding.
Yeah. You managed to get Jessica off her feet a couple times. You're not winning, but you're holding your own. Then you hear a familiar voice outside the ring. It's Randy Orton. You want to beat me? Then let's do this here and now, he challenges you. If you leave the ring to face Orton, go to page 22. If you stick with Jessica, go to page 59.
We have to finish off Jessica.
We have to finish Jessica.
Jessica will always be a threat. We can't move on.
There will be more weddings and she will be there.
Yeah.
She's got too many friends.
She's honestly, like, it pains me to say, but she really proved herself as maid of honor this time.
Yeah.
She
knocked
the bachelorette party was so fun.
It was
really fun. It was like just provocative enough. It was, but it like didn't go over the top.
Yeah. We went whitewater rafting and then we went out that night. We didn't make the mistake of like going out the night before. Mm-hmm. We had a really chill night, went to bed early. And at first you were like, come on, let's like go out. But
it ended up being the right call.
We thanked her in the morning.
Yeah. We like saw nature and got to party.
I know.
It was amazing.
It was perfect. It was fucking perfect.
I don't hate the idea of Jessica being our maid of honor when that
Okay.
I think ultimately this feud is going to bring us closer together.
I think so,
but for now, we need to destroy her. So you realize that Orton is trying to distract you. On some level, that's flattering. He wouldn't be trying to do that unless he was worried about you, but you don't take the bait. You keep sparring with Jessica. Outside the ring, Orton doesn't let up. Come on, Frenchly dressed. Get out here and prove yourself, he taunts you. You keep ignoring him, and then you realize that he's making Jessica furious. Jessica rushes over to the corner and leans over to yell at Orton. You realize that Jessica is the one who's distracted, and that gives you an advantage. You grab Jessica's arm, climb to the top rope, and then springboard backwards, taking Jessica with you. Slam! The whole ring shakes as she crashes into the mat.
Whoa.
You cover her for the pin, and she's too stunned to kick out. You've won the match.
Yeah.
Yes!
Jessica's been defeated.
We reach out a hand, and we say, Jessica, I want you on my team. Will you be my maid of honor?
And then we cut into the wedding cake before Samantha and Michael get to.
Right, because who says that we can't just remake the paperwork for us to get
who
married
says
to?
That,
right.
Who says that this wedding that is happening right now
isn't ours.
Needs to stop?
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't have to. I know half the people here. Yeah. I, like, these are most of
we're,
my friends.
We're like, we're feuding with most of our siblings anyway.
Yeah.
Right? In a way, this is kind of our family.
Yeah.
You cross out Samantha's name on that paperwork, write ours. We're good to
we're
go.
We're good.
The tide is turning, and Jessica is a notary public, so she can get this done.
Yeah. And we never wanted to wear white at our own wedding anyways.
Yeah.
Why not?
We wanted to
yellow.
Do something different.
Yeah, we wanted it to be sunny and fun. Yeah. That's the theme.
Okay, so Randy Orton's furious that you've won. That's it, Frenchly dressed, he growls. I'll see you at the WWE Night of Champions, just you and me. Actually, I have a different idea. You recognize Mr. McMahon's voice anywhere. His
Holy
face
shit.
Appears on the big video screen over the arena entrance.
Holy shit, you scouted me so long ago, Vince McMahon. You scouted me from security cam footage from Sbarro's.
I could tell you had a lot of potential.
Do you watch a lot of security cams?
You were really upset about that Wendy's cup. And I thought that's what I need in my, that's the type of fighter I need in my superstar.
I fight for what I believe in. I wink at Michael.
I didn't approve any title match between you and Frenchly dressed, he tells Randy Orton, and you get a sick feeling. Did you go through all this for nothing? Mr. McMahon sees the look on your face. Don't worry, Frenchly dressed. You'll still get your shot. You've earned it. But this WWE Championship match is going to be under my terms. I want to see a fatal four-way on the WWE Night of Champions.
Okay.
Whoa. It's a Night of Champions miracle.
Okay. Me, Samantha, Jessica, and
Michael.
Michael. Michael. That's Randy Orton's the fatal four-way.
It's a fatal four-way already.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mr. McMahon says, Randy Orton, you'll have to fight for it because John Cena and Rey Mysterio want it too. The crowd goes absolutely apeshit. That's a recipe for a great match. You just wonder how you're going to survive in the ring against some of the WWE's most talented superstars. You spend the days leading up to the match training as hard as you can. Nobody thinks you stand a chance of winning. That doesn't matter. You just have to believe in yourself. When the WWE Night of Champions starts, you hide out in your dressing room. You need to stay focused. The fatal is this going to ask us if we want to go to a party again? Do you want to smoke drugs? Go to page 50.
Shit. Who's asking, Michael?
Oh, shit. Maybe our ex from France shows up again.
Oh,
like,
shit. Yeah.
I still miss you. It is me, Anton. Remember all good times together.
You need to stay focused, and the Fatal 4-Way will be the last match of the night. When you're finally called to the ring, there's a different superstar in each corner. The bell rings, and John Cena and Randy Orton immediately go after each other. That leaves you and Rey Mysterio the master of high-flying moves.
Oh, shit.
If you try to go after Rey Mysterio with a power slam, go to page 46. If you try to get him in a submission hold, go to page 87.
Rey Mysterio, I feel like, would be a great addition to our wedding party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question. So, yeah. Let's use some wrestling knowledge here. Mm-hmm. Does Rey Mysterio seem like someone that that a power slam could work on?
So here's the problem, right? Is that both of these aren't great options, since Rey Mysterio is a great high flyer and mm-hmm. technical wrestler that if we get him into a power slam, he could easily reverse it and like get it behind us and push us out of the ring. But if we get him in a submission hold, he could potentially do the same, although he's less known for mat wrestling. So I think submission might be better.
And submission is our move, right? That's why we were called Frenchly Dressed in the first place. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because of our mind games we
That's
play exactly why we were called Frenchly
because
Dressed.
Because we got made fun of and immediately submitted and made the taunt our entire gimmick.
Okay, so I think submission hold is the way to go. You try to grab Rey Mysterio in a headlock, but the agile athlete slips right out of it. He quickly climbs to the top rope and flies off like a masked missile, wrapping his legs around your neck. You both crash into the ring, but the impact is much worse on you. The attack leaves you dazed. Rey covers you and pins you. You try to kick out, but the ref counts to three before he can break free.
What?
You're out of the match. It's exactly what everyone expected.
No.
You didn't get the championship you wanted.
Why is it exactly what everyone expected?
But you did earn.
What is throwing that word that
Michael,
in there?
Michael, save
us. Do I have
us.
A reputation?
The end.
Just because I did this at one other wedding, okay? One other wedding.
And seven other Sbarros.
Okay, so we were punished for going for the submission, which I think is crazy. Also because we established before that when the Big Show caught us and tried to power slam us, we did like a high-flying maneuver on the Big Show. So I thought that was teasing us by being like, okay, we're learning kind of how the mechanics of wrestling work in this book. But that's just not how these books work.
Murph, love is messy. And so is wrestling. And you just need to accept that like there's no right answer all the time. You just have to go with what your heart says.
Yeah.
And we had just gotten somebody else to submit previously. So maybe it's punishing us for doing the same move twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got
to
keep it.
Well, I guess we don't want Michael to submit. We want Michael to choose.
Right.
We want Michael to choose us.
We want to power slam him with doubt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So he tries to hit you with a clothesline, but you block it. As he staggers back, you quickly pick him up and turn him upside down. He's smaller than you, so it's not hard to do. Then you fall forward on top of him, slamming him to the mat. As you fall, Mysterio knocks into John Cena, who's got Randy Orton cornered. An angry Cena spins around and picks up Mysterio, lifting him up over his head. Bam! Mysterio goes down hard and Cena covers him for the pin. Randy Orton breaks out of the corner and starts to shake off the haze that Cena put on him. You're one man closer to getting the championship title, but you've got to take out Cena and Orton first. Okay, so Rey Mysterio has been eliminated.
Amazing.
Okay, great. I feel like I want to go to... I mean, I feel like I want to go to Randy Orton, right? Like the show that everyone wants at the end is us versus Cena. Everyone wants to see Johnny Frenchly dressed in a tattered, stinking yellow bridesmaid dress against John Cena.
And I want to cut the line to the photo booth with a sign that says, I love you, Michael.
And print it out and leave it on the bridal table. At the table for the couple.
So subtle.
We also go back into the kitchen and we see if there's any more past apps so we can fuel up.
Oh, that's good. And for fun, let's just steal some of the heels that people have kicked off to change into the complimentary flip-flops.
Right.
Yeah, let's toss them in the river.
Steal some. We won't want anyone chasing us out of here.
What is the vehicle we're going to take when we leave tonight? Is there like a car or something with like the tin cans behind
it? It's a school bus going to the after party.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay, cool. Oh, we so maybe we should slip a tip to the school bus driver to be like, hey.
We're so lost in the lore.
Just so you know, Samantha's probably not going to be on this bus tonight.
Yeah.
Don't wait for her.
Okay.
I give him some of the past apps that are in my pocket. I guess in my pocket, I mean the top
of
my dress.
So here's the real question.
A handful of Thai egg rolls.
Do we go after Orton or do we go after Cena? Because I kind of feel like our feud is with Orton. John Cena was tagged onto this.
Right.
Okay.
But it's like, it's crazy to go for Orton now.
That's what I'm saying. I think we go for John Cena is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Orton is the prize.
Okay. Okay.
This one seems like it would be hard for us to be wrong on.
Okay.
I say that so that I can be wrong in 5 seconds. Do you think maybe that John Cena also has feelings for Samantha?
Fuck, John Cena showed up. Michael, did you know Samantha had a really famous ex?
Right.
Because he's like really famous.
That was what we wanted to tell you that night at the camp reunion. That Samantha wasn't over her ex, John Cena.
John Cena.
There's still a lot of question marks there. They never ended it. For some reason, you want to save Randy Orton for last. That just seems right. You charge across the ring at John Cena, and he tries to stop you with a shoulder block. He's got his arms at his side, and he rams you in his shoulder. They just describe wrestling for a little bit. You quickly stand by Cena's feet and grab a leg in each hand. Then you twist the legs in an impossible position, turn around and squat, putting pressure on Cena's legs and stretching his spine. It's a classic. Oh, the cloverleaf hold. I like this one.
I can't believe we pulled this off on John Cena.
I know.
Yeah.
This is really impressive.
And in front of Michael, no less.
Yeah. Is Michael looking at us and or is the photographer swarming? Because this is a good memory.
This is a great memory. Yeah, we just kicked John Cena's ass on the dance floor.
We tie him up with French lace like a Knight of Champions present.
So we get John Cena in a classic cloverleaf hold, Dean Malenko style.
Nice.
And you use every ounce of strength you have to keep it on Cena. He tries to kick out, but he can't. The next thing you hear is the sound of the bell. He's tapped out. Okay, that's just unrealistic. I'm sorry. John Cena's not tapping out that quick. Unless
he was taking a fall for us.
Oh, shit. John Cena's actually our friend. Yeah.
Right.
Like, John Cena winks and was like, I didn't want you to have to be the bad guy.
Is it about Samantha?
And he mouths back, yes.
I mouth.
You gave me the courage to ruin this wedding.
I mouth back, it was in you all along.
John says, I'd be lying if I said I didn't still have feelings for her, but you've proved tonight that you are the one.
He mouths that, right?
He's mouthing all of it. He mouths, I was just going to come to the wedding and be normal, even though I still kind of have feelings for Samantha. But you've allowed me to free myself.
I mouth back. I saw those cargo shorts and I knew you had to be carrying some baggage.
John mouths, so what's the after party situation? Is there like a school bus or something? Are we getting on that?
I mouth back. I tipped off the school bus driver with some past apps, so we're good.
Yeah. You can't believe it. You took out John Cena. Now it's just you and Orton in the ring staring each other down. If you try to take him down with a clothesline, go to page 20. If you try to take him down with a submission hold like a cobra clutch, go to page 92.
Now's the time. I feel like now we do the submission, right?
We just submitted John Cena.
I know, it's too fast.
Our entire clothesline, Frenchly dressed, doing a clothesline.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
We have not considered this.
Oh, because we haven't washed our dress until now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we disrobe on the dance floor. Yeah. and we attack Samantha. It's all come to this.
We disrobe, do like a helicopter around our head with the disrobed dress.
We're wearing a full, beautiful other dress underneath.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we mouth to everyone, the after starts now.
A cobra clutch is a submission hold that you do with both athletes on their feet. Randy Orton is powerfully strong, so it's probably not a good idea. You'll have better chance getting him to submit if you can get him on the mat first. You gather all your strength and charge at him, clotheslining him in the chest with an outstretched arm. It's a good hit, and you're in luck because Orton is close to the ropes. He's propelled backwards and flips over the bottom rope onto the concrete. But just when you think the action is over, John Cena races into the ring and knocks down the ref.
I mouth, what are you doing?
He mouths back, don't worry, I've got this. Then he jumps over the ropes and throws Orton into the ring. He's not happy about being eliminated, and he's taking it out on his old rival.
John, wait on the bus.
He mouths, don't worry. He pounds
John, you're being too brave.
He pounds Orton, I love you, he says.
What?
This whole time, he's mouthing all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole time, I thought I was just inspired by you ruining this wedding to get with Michael, that I decided to ruin the wedding also to get with Samantha. But then I realized it wasn't inspiration. It was feelings for you.
We have to call things off with Michael.
Yeah, yeah. I think we do. It's this is too John perfect, Cena we're John talking about. And Johnny. It's too perfect.
Yeah, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, John.
John, I see you.
John goes, that's the first time anyone's ever said that. And then he goes to wave his hands in front of his face, but he stops. And then he opens it like it's a window and frames a perfectly framed smile.
He's got a ring in his hands.
He pounds Orton like a punching bag until he sees the ref start to stir. Before the ref gets up, Cena slides out of the ring. Now Orton is on the mat where you want him, and you make your move. You force his legs down over his chest as you keep pressure on his shoulders for the three count. Orton struggles, but you hold fast. 1, 2, 3. The ref calls out. You fall backwards stunned. You've done it. Not only are you a champion, you're the WWE champion. You slide out of the ring and grab the championship. Then you jump back in and hold it up over your head, letting the cheers of the crowd wash over you. Johnny, freshly dressed, has
Frenchly,
done it.
Frenchly
dressed has done it, Jerry Lawler cries. The WWE champion. Now no one can give them a hard time again. You got that right, you think. You're not sure how long you'll hold the title. Orton and Cena are sure to come gunning for you, but right now it's yours, and it feels great. The end.
And now it's time for our first dance as man and wrestler.
Yeah.
And we end up with John Cena happily ever after.
I did not see him coming.
I did not see him coming either.
I did not see him coming for us. No.
We do not see him until we saw him for who he was.
Exactly.
So true.
And for the first time, I felt no blast of doubt.
I felt the opposite of blast.
And you know what? It did require us destroying Samantha and Michael's relationship for us to find our happiness. But honestly, if their relationship wasn't strong enough to face these tests.
To be honest, as John Cena and us dance at the wedding that we've now hijacked and turned into our wedding.
And we're just going to add to the paperwork.
I look in the corner of my eye and I actually see, this is really crazy, Jessica is consoling Michael.
What?
Oh, who saw that coming?
So it's possible that we may be a maid of honor in the future.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Jessica smiles at us and just does that, you know, like a Mentos commercial.
Yeah.
There you go again.
And with that, we're going to wrap this one up. Thank you all so much for listening. You can listen to our after show over on the Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod.
Where we're just going to walk through our troubled marriage with John Cena.
I think we will pick a different...
We're going to do a different book.
I think we'll do a different book, but I think we can carry over some of the drama from this
I don't know.
One.
This entire bridesmaid thing came from them calling us the bridesmaids.
The bridesmaids.
So it's possible
it's pretty organic.
Something new will come in that we will get entirely...
No promises.
No promises.
It's just so fresh in our minds. It's so French in our minds.
This went a lot better. We only lost and had to cheat one time.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Right? I think it was twice.
Twice we lost?
I think we lost twice.
Yeah, okay. But our eyes were on the prize, though. Yeah, this was a much better run.
Yeah, we didn't lose like 10 times.
That's how many times Michael cheated, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
the
call.
Royal Rumble one,
good
we made the wrong choice literally every time we had a choice. And this time, I think we're like 50-50, if not like 60-40.
A little better.
In favor of like us being... decent.
I think we're getting better at these books.
Yeah, we're getting better at these books.
Dude, you're so good at books.
Well, the problem with the Royal Rumble one is that there's 30 people in the Royal Rumble, so it's like every single time a new person came in, they're just like, would you like to take a 50-50 chance to attack this right. person or that person? And you just pick yeah. one randomly, and yeah. Sometimes it makes you lose.
Make a choice based on zero strategy.
Yes, exactly. It's just, do you attack John Cena or this person? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We attack him, all right.
But we will be doing another adventure book over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to plug?
Yeah, we have. We got shows next week, folks.
Yes, New Orleans is going to be November 14th. Orlando is going to be November 15th. And Fort Lauderdale, a.k.a. Court Lauderdale, on November 17th. Dun, dun. From Dungeon Court Live. So be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at CHRSME, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Eaxford's Emily, and at Jake Roberts' Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NEDDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that.
It's the end of our show, which means it's time to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders. Please, my friends, stand wherever you might be and accept these accolades. Brad D., Jeffrey S., Lord of the Fjord, Hugh C., Later McSkater, Matt M., Cutter W., Feared Al, Daniel G., Dylan Bays, Dungeon Mama, all right, fine, it's extremely sexual. Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P., Vincent W., Victor T., a.k.a. Balnor's Boy, Hoyd's Friend, Justin I., Danny Danster, TJ M., Trele the Cray, Christopher B., Damiel R., Jordan L.,
Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold,
A Sweet Blue Hole, Filled with Beans, Princess Yar, Jory S., Jack L., Nicholas C., star of every film ever made in Bohemia, not currently starring in anything, in solidarity with SAG-AFTRA. Looks like the strike is hopefully coming to an end, so you can get back to work, Nicholas C. Samuel B., Mike H., Alka-Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G., Tyler F., Knee Badger, Panama James, Heradrian, Rex Daniel the White, Deanna De Los Lopez, CC Lulu, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Lucas B, Reiko, It's Kevin, Tucker's Wife, Lynn Michelle, Calder Comes Cold, hashtag CCC Forever, Stay Frosty, Fairy Followers, Taylor B, The Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass Skateboard Cass, Steven C's Stevens on the Seas, C, Mike K, Lady Taco, shout out to Uncle Pee Pee. Jake L, Nick W, Swashbuckling Swag Snagger, Agnity of the Nadcord, that's discord.gg/nadpod. William W, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Ananarama, Percival Frederickstein von Musel Klasowski de Rolo the Third, Item the Simple Dimples, J Dragonborn, The Sandrayan, Ben A, Dave H, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Ryan D, Dustin S, Danny F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookfar's assistant Izzy F, DPC is awesome, Shone, the Shade Tree Mechanic of Zelbaldar, Summer Rose, a.k.a. Grantaire, Cat C, Misa of House in Zunza, Ariel, the Occasional Mermaid, Selena N, a.k.a. Velaciraptor, B, Perky Always, Pat L, Maxwell J, Lauren H, Talia, Nolani, the Coffee Barista Brewing Fighter of Linpial and Bohemia, Ryan S, the Bone Duster, Annie, the Windex Goblin, Ball Business Illustrator and Sort Request. Ooh, you know I got to see your depiction of Johnny Frenchly Dressed. Yes. Carly A, Connor S, Salil, Leviathan, BioQuirt7, Ambidextrous, can't wait for NADPOD in NOLA. Me neither. Sullivan H, Trub Hop Dropper, Jack Hubert, Crabster Champion of Crod, scuttling sideways towards tomorrow. Snip snip. Lindsay W, Valen, Carlin C, Armadon, the only. Emily S, Saul's slimy spunk, hashtag release the sweet blue hole cut. Oh, it is out there and it is glorious. James G, everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang with his pet badger Stripey. Daddy Master Dandy. Han, Eric B. Stars and roses for Han forever. Marcos. Jordan P., the occasional Grit Reporter. Learns, the Balance Druid. Dakota James P. Frida M. Pagos, self-proclaimed Fae King, joined in macabre matrimony. They will never know a lonely day again as long as I draw breath. Damn, hardcore. Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian. Maggie Smith, see you in Chicago. Hope you had a nice time, Maggie. Holly Hyena, Kristen Z, Leia, Hunter H, Tyler W, Sweet Blue Hole. People have learned they can just type that, and I have to say it like that, and honestly, I love it, so keep doing it. Pixel Stars, Akash T, Andrew, Crick Planeswalker, can't wait for Orlando. Do Phineas. Cal, just Cal, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo. Yes, the whole thing. Yes, every time. Toilet decision. For a time, I shall haiku. Throw dice at Caldwell.
Ow!
And I have a vague memory of someone. Was it just a dream? About an elder? A trap? A song? Maybe game over. Who was that?
Keychains, Pentium 2 processor.
Lorelei the succubus and Kyra, her busty queen. Matt M., your friendly neighborhood, Yaunt and Yunkle, Andrew and Sid. John Adams, yes, like the president. Meg, the mail carrier manager of Bohemia. James F., Jimmy A., M4L., Austin S., Knight of the Living Falster. See you in Denver, hope you had a great time. Wayfarer, upon returning to their fae flower shop, found it completely overrun with trolls. What will they do now? Shane C., Barpo Goodbarrel, Bardbarian, Three Awakened Gooses, Welshlander, Garrett G., a.k.a. One Big Curd, Mr. D., Dana the Daisy, Sean J., Ethan B., Havy the Half-Orc, Renee the Monster Captain, Box Clifton, Olivia, the enchanting bard, who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mounting Crows. Yeah! Winter Slade, Riley S., Fico, Angry Wheat, Anthony, the raddest of dudes, who secured his Carnegie Hall tickets for himself and his lovely partner Josh, the finest of dudes. Josh H., James B., Clementine T., Caleb L., Fairy followers are celebrating hashtag CCC. Also, hi! Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie wearing barbarian. Lexi H. MJ, the BFG, drinking tea by the sea. The little ferret pal going to Court Lauderdale. Ha ha, see you there. Eleanor K. Rathmodius. Gino T. Mama Bell. The Silver Serpent herself. CNAT Spell, the Wizard. Derek D. Tristan, the Talentless Hunk. Leon Kumori, legendary hero of Bohemia from a future campaign. BTA Workshop. David, the greatest artificer, a.k.a. electrician. Shenanigans O'Connor. Mios, the Great. Alex K. Joshy P., the public enemy. Joshua S. Alexander. Linz W. Angela Pamela, the forever vindicated. Emma S. Red, the reforged warforged. A cat napping in a sunbeam, listening to a podcast. Hard One's hot hump gunk. Shell B., Kenna's third favorite sprite girl. Not only is Hard One leaving, but the sprite girls are breaking up. Oh, tough week for Kenna. Jackson R., T3RHX. Official Ned Flanders. Troy D. Blaze, future king of the pirates. Watch out, Luffy. Blaze is coming for ya. Zborb. Blake H. Searching for a sweet blue hole. with his bestie, Big Bev. Lloyd wants to thank her sweetie, Tuck, for the tickets to the New York live show. Shelby C., Papa Scaddies, Mima Scaddies, Taylor B., oh, it's V., Tommy W., Mike and Lisa sending love to all y'all, Haley the Human, Megan N., the Big M., John Fraser, the Dicelander, Jake's Ramen Shop, Rip Melchior the Brave, Leonin Warrior, who even cares about the rest of the party? Not me, that's for sure. Tracy P., Karjish, Benjamin A., Sacrificial Otaku, pin name for Callie's cousin, who discovered anime and is trying to spread the word all over Bohemia. Jiggy Merlino, Mikkel A., Shanimal, commander of the 5th anniversary live show Pocket Foster Army, Angie A., Liloff, Josh H., The Ultra Barn, Froakie, Nicholas B., Jacob Kesey, Ambassador Goof of KC, Bill M., Maple, the Shy Bookworm, Nicholas S., Ashley, Quick Draw McGraw, and Franco, a.k.a. Vlad, a.k.a. Pat, a.k.a. Bronze. Woo! That is all of our elders. Folks, thank you all so, so much for your support. If you would like to join this illustrious number, you can do so by going to patreon.com/nadpod. That's going to be it for us today. We will see you here again next week. Thanks so, so much for listening. Take care. Farewell. Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.